Yanka Lilla's Young Citizen of the Year is Bonnie Wilsmore. Bonnie's an active member of a few local sporting clubs, including cricket, footy and netball, volunteering her time as a committee member, social media manager and coach at the junior netball team. She joins me now. Welcome, Bonnie, and congratulations on that award.
Hi, Jenny. Thank you very much.
Must be lovely to get that recognition.
Yeah, it was a very lovely surprise when I received the phone call from our local mayor, Simon. I had no idea that I had been nominated for Young Citizen of the Year.
Yeah. So it sounds like sport's really in your blood. Is it one of your biggest passions?
Yeah, I would say it is. I do have the mentality of keep healthy and fit sort of lifestyle. I've played netball since basically I could step out onto the court and just enjoy the social aspect of it and helping develop our junior players.
I hear that an injury made it a bit tricky for you to continue on, so you've been working more behind the scenes. Is that right?
Yeah, I suppose 7 or 8 years ago, I did tear my piriformis muscle off of my hip and had to take some time out and sort of sit back on the sidelines, which was when I picked up more of an interest in coaching junior netball and helping umpire as well.
Have you recovered since then?
Yeah, definitely recovered and have been back out on the court multiple times since.
Oh, good. What has it been like training young kids, the new generation of netball players?
Yeah, no, it's very rewarding. I coached the Inters last year, which is under-17s, and that was a little bit testing at times. Just, those teenage mindsets and how they operate was a little bit trying, but definitely got through it and really enjoyed it the season. So I have put my name down to come out again this year and coach the same age group.
What do you like about being out on the court, whether it is footy or netball or cricket? Is there, like, do you get into this zone? Is it a special feeling?
Yeah, it is. It's a great feeling. I'm very competitive when it comes to sport, and I'll leave it all out on the court or on the field. I just enjoy being out there, and I guess it takes your mind off of anything else that's happening around you as well.
With me at the moment is Yanka Lilla, Young Citizen of the Year, Bonnie Wilsmore. What are you up to these days, Bonnie?
Yeah, just working full-time at Ray White Normanville. I've been in this position for 5.5 years, so that keeps me busy. But in my free time, I do enjoy any aspect of fitness, team sports. I enjoy gardening, reading, and just spending sort of time with family and friends and down the beach.
Oh, fabulous. It is a beautiful part of the world, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I can't get enough of it. I think we take it for granted a lot of the time as well.
I hear that there's just a lot of houses being sold down there as well. Is there a lot of demand happening at the moment?
Yeah, the last 18 months, 2 years, we have been inundated with buyer inquiries. And unfortunately, just don't have enough properties on the market to supply people that are looking to escape the suburbs and looking for a relaxed seaside lifestyle.
Yeah, it's just glorious. But it's always hard when I first got out of school, I was like, what am I doing? What am I going to do with my life? How did you come to work in real estate?
Yeah, so I wasn't sure what I wanted to do when I left school. I did apply for university and did get into a Bachelor of Nursing, but that wasn't exactly the career path that I wanted to sort of go down. So I just put my resume out into local businesses and was very fortunate enough to get offered a full-time position in real estate.
Beautiful. Any goals for the future?
To get a premiership would be a pretty rewarding feeling.
Oh, yeah, cool. That'd be good.
Yeah. That would be, either coaching or playing, both would be nice, but we'll see what happens.
Lovely to have you on the program today, Bonnie Wilsmore. Thanks for joining us.
No problems at all. Thank you very much for having me.